Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. I'd like to introduce Deborah from England, who has chronic fatigue syndrome. Welcome, Deborah.
Hello.
Could you tell me when you first started to notice your symptoms?
It was back in 2009. I have a thyroid problem as well, and I found that I was increasing my dosage as time went on. I started off on 1 grain of Armour, and it was up to 6 grains in the end to increase my energy.
Mm-hmm.
I found that when I went for the blood test that it was far too high, and I was getting symptoms of overactive thyroid. So I went to see my specialist, Dr. Wright, and he diagnosed me with the chronic fatigue. He said I should cut down my thyroid medication. There was a protein that was similar. I'm not a doctor, so I don't know all the medical stuff, but he said that's why I was increasing my Armour.
Mm-hmm.
It was to compensate for the chronic fatigue. So he prescribed me with LDN, and I was able to cut down my Armour gradually to a normal level.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. I forget what the question was now.
That's okay. That bit could be edited out.
Yeah.
So, let me just start again. What symptoms were you experiencing as well as the chronic fatigue?
I was getting dry eyes, breathlessness, especially when I wake up. I was just feeling extremely tired,
mm-hmm.
and I was, despite being on my thyroid medication, it was mainly the breathing and the eyes, problem with my eyes, that mm-hmm. was the main thing.
Did you have any pain?
I can't remember, to be honest, because I got diagnosed very quickly,
right.
And I was all right after that.
Mm-hmm.
But with the thyroid problem, I didn't know if it was the thyroid that was causing it, because I did have pain with that. So I don't really know, because I was lucky I got diagnosed early.
That's okay.
It got any worse, you see.
Mm-hmm. When did you start LDN?
I'm not sure the exact date, but I'd estimate it's probably about 2 years ago.
Right.
I've done it about 2 years now.
Did you have any side effects when you first started?
I had vivid dreams and some insomnia for probably about a month, but then that went away.
And how long did it take for you to start noticing the benefits?
Probably a few days. I think it was very quick.
Wow. What dose did you start on?
Let me see if I got it right down. I started on, I think it was 3 milliliters. That was the minimum. And I'm on 4.5 now.
Okay. If you had to score your rating for quality of life on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, what would you say it was before LDN?
I'd say it was probably 2 to 3.
And what would you say it is now?
8 to 9.
Wow, that's amazing in 2 years, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very good. And how has your thyroid problems been since you've been on LDN?
Well, I'm on the normal dose now, which is 2 grains, and it's controlled. It's within the normal limit.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got no complaints from the hospital now.
And what do the doctors think to your success?
What my GP,
yes.
Asked about GP prescribing it for me, but he said that they can't. So I get it privately, I get it off the internet now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from eMeds, because my consultant is not practicing that at the moment.
Yes.
So I'd like to get it from the GP, obviously, but they won't do it.
And what would you say to other people who are contemplating trying LDN but might be a bit frightened?
I think they've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. I don't think it does you any harm. And, you know, if you're desperate and you've tried everything, I think it's the best thing. I'm really glad that my doctor, my specialist, told me about it before I got worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's halted the disease. So I'm just sorry some people haven't been given it.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Barbara. Barbara, goodness me. I'm getting tired. I'll have to start that bit again.
Have I answered it all right? Or did
you
I
have.
Yeah.
You have. No, that's fine. Did you want to add anything else before I end it?
It's just that I recommend it to anyone that's got an autoimmune disease.
Mm-hmm.
I think it will work for a lot of people.
Well, thank you, Deborah, for sharing your story with us. I'd like to introduce Carol from England, who has ME/CFS. Welcome, Carol.
Hello, Linda.
Could you tell me when you first started noticing symptoms?
I was about 31. I'm 45. Sorry, I'm getting confused. It was about 13, 14 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my husband went in for IVF treatment. And it was after the second lot of treatment, I just started sleeping a lot. Like, some days it would be 23 hours out of 24, and a lot of pain and lots of other symptoms. So I went to see my doctor about it, and he was quick off the mark. I think his brother actually had ME, and he sent me up to Edinburgh, and I was diagnosed with ME.
Goodness me. So you hadn't had an infection or anything that had caused it was just purely the IVF, is that what you're saying?
Well, that's all I could think of it being. Yeah, I'd had a lot of tests done, and apparently I'd had glandular fever,
mm-hmm.
Which I'd not been diagnosed with it when it was happening, but it turned out that I had it. And I do remember an episode a couple of years before where my glands had fallen up really badly, and the doctor had actually remarked it was actually the worst swollen glands that he'd seen.
Mm.
So whether something happened back then, and then with all the drugs and the stress and everything of the IVF, it perhaps triggered something.
Mm-hmm.
God, no idea.
Oh, I just heard quite a bit of crackling. I hope that's okay. Anyway, so were you offered any medication at that time?
Yes. The GP actually offered some, I think it was Prozac, and he said it wasn't really for the depression side of it, because I wasn't depressed.
Mm-hmm.
But he did say that it can help with serotonin levels. So I was on those for about 3 months, and it didn't make any difference because I was pretty cheerful anyway, you know, and I was pretty upbeat. So that was the only medication that I was given back then.
Did you have any other symptoms that people with ME seem to get? You know, terrible pain and...
Yeah, really bad muscle pain and joint pain. And cognitive difficulties as well. I would find it very difficult to retrieve words and become very confused, you know. But on my good days, I was totally okay.
Mm-hmm.
But that was just happening on my bad days.
So So how did you hear about LDN?
That's a good question. I think it was through one of my friends on Facebook. She was just talking about it, and I'd never heard of it before, and just asked a few questions, and she pointed me actually towards the LDN Research Trust. Mm-hmm. And I just did a little bit of research myself, and thought, that's something I can try.
Did you manage to get a prescription from your own doctor?
I did. I went along to a fairly new doctor to me, because my doctor had actually left the practice. So I'd gone along to this new doctor and sussed him out first, and then mm-hmm. went back for a second appointment and took along the pack that you suggested to a GP.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually said, oh, that miracle drug. Mm. And I said, look, just try reading the information that's here and don't write it off, please, because I'd really like to try it.
Mm.
And he did, he read it, and he phoned me up the next day and he said, look, Carl, we'll give it a try. I'll get you a prescription written out and we'll give it a try.
Oh, that was very kind of him, wasn't it?
Really good of him.
So how long ago was that, Carol?
That was last November, and I think for the first 4 months I was getting it from the chemist, but they were ordering it from somewhere down in Prudder.
Mm.
And it was helping a little bit, but it wasn't really helping that much. But I was thinking, well, at least it's not, because it's supposed to help us stopping the progression of an illness, isn't it, as
mm-hmm.
well. So I was thinking, well, maybe that's okay. But then I did a bit more reading and I learned about fillers and things like that. And I thought, right, maybe it's something to do with the way they mix their LDN. So I approached Dixon's chemist and asked them a few questions about theirs. And I thought, right, I've got to be GP and I'll ask them if I can just have the script to send them to Dixon so they can send me their LDN. And that was
yeah.
it. And that was the turning point. It just made such a difference with their LDN.
Mm-hmm. What did you notice?
The pain level definitely went down. I found out they had more energy. The bladder control was so much better, because I'll be up like 2-3 times a night. Sometimes not more. And also I was always having really terrible nightmares, and those just stopped.
Mm-hmm.
It was just amazing for me. And I'm only on a very small dose, you know, Linda.
Right.
I'm only on 0.6 milligrams.
Wow.
Because I have a lot of, sensitivities to drugs.
Yes.
So I started on 0.1 milligrams because I was really frightened that I would be affected by it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got number 4 is 0.9 milligrams, but I just didn't feel right. Yeah, my symptoms would flare right up, and I tried 3 times to raise it. But it just wasn't working for me, so I just stayed at 0.6, and it just seems to work.
What does your GP think?
He doesn't really talk about it that much. He has said, you know, how are you getting on, and I've told him, you know, I'm getting on okay, but we don't really discuss it much, to be honest. I don't
mm-hmm.
think he really knows much about it.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't really know what to ask.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's just pleased that I'm getting on okay.
Oh, that's good. So has it helped you with your cognitive problems?
Not as much as the other symptoms. I still find it difficult to retrieve words and things, but I could handle that. It was the energy levels, you know. It was really hard to help with that, definitely. Oh, and I've not had a cold for at least 5 years. And my immune system, I don't know, just not working properly. And then just about 2 months ago, I caught a cold and I managed to get through it myself without any antibiotics or anything.
Oh, that's good.
I had a chest infection and I thought, well, see how the immune system handled this, and it handled it fine. So.
And how long are you having to sleep now at a time?
I'm having a normal night's sleep now, because before it was very disrupted, you know. Now it's with nightmares and just waking up lying awake for hours. And I would say I sleep about 9 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, some days I'm having to have a nap in the afternoon. But other days I can go all the way through.
Mm-hmm. So how would you compare your life now to before LDN?
I would say I've got a life now. Because before I didn't. It mm-hmm. would just be, I was pretty much living in the bedroom. Not socialising at all, which I haven't done an awful lot more of that, but I feel as though I can now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's given me some function back, you know, and some. And actually, I catch myself with a smile on my face every now and then, which is really nice.
And what would you say to other people who are thinking of trying LDN?
I would say it's worth trying it, and I would say don't rush into getting to that 4.5 milligrams because I'm proof that a really low dose can work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's worth a try. And not to expect something to happen straight away because I don't know whether it was because I changed the LDN to a different tenor. Or whether it's just taken this long for it to start working properly with me.
Mm-hmm.
But not to sort of expect it to start working within the first 2-3 months. Give it a good go.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your story with us, Carol. Very inspirational for other people.
Oh, you're welcome, Linda. Thank you for all your hard work, really. It's wonderful what you do, it really is.
Oh, thank you. I try.
And it works because, I mean, there's quite a lot of my friends now on Facebook who were on it before I started and have other people that have started it since I started.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because of me talking about it and everybody's talking about LDN and it's helping a lot of people.
Word of mouth is a great thing and Facebook gets it out there, doesn't it?
Just
get the message out there.
I first started going on Facebook just to, like, family and friends thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And now I don't really speak to, like, friends and that family on there. I talk to all my friends for, like, campaigning and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really wonderful for that.
Well, now you can enjoy your evening and not worry that I'm going to call you.
Yeah, thank you,
Linda. All right, thank you. I'd like to introduce Danny from Ireland. Welcome, Danny.
Hello.
Could you tell us what led you to look into LDN?
Well, I came across it by accident, really. My history is that I'd had long-term fatigue since I was a child, probably, I'd say it was around 10 or 11 years of age. And, you know, I'd sort of dealt with that. You know, just in my own way throughout my lifetime because nobody really took it seriously. And then more recently, at the end of last year, I started to get a lot of neurological symptoms. And I went to a GP. My own GP told me I was stressed. And then I went to another GP who actually thought my B12 levels were very low. And they gave me B12 injections for about 10 weeks. And I improved, you know, some of my symptoms improved quite, you know, and resolved, but I was still quite ill. So on top of that, I discovered that I had a gas leak and that I'd been having chronic carbon monoxide poisoning. So that's resolved, but I was left with a lot of peripheral neuropathy, mm-hmm. and I went to another GP, and he actually prescribes LDN to a lot of his patients. Now, he looked over my case history, you know, numerous blood tests going back, you know, say a year with different GPs. And he said, you know, would you like to try it? It's worth a go, you know, because I'm waiting to see a neurologist and a cardiologist. And I said, yeah, because, I mean, at this stage, I really have nothing to lose. And if one of the differential diagnoses is MS, you know, I might as well start now rather than later. So, But that's where I'm at. So I've been taking Eldian, I don't know, for about, oh, let's see, now my memory. But it's got to be about at least 2 months, I'd say.
Okay. Yeah. You said that these problems started when you were 11. How old are you now?
I'm 30. I'll be 37 in July.
Okay. So you managed to get hold of LDN.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any initial side effects when you started?
No, none at all. Actually, it was really good. It actually helped with sleep. And I find that's the biggest thing, you know, it helps me get off to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Which I know a lot of people actually have problems with insomnia, but no, for me it's been...
And in the 2 months or so that you've been taking LDN, have you noticed any improvements?
Yeah, I have noticed. It's not, you know, it's not like a eureka moment or anything, but what I would notice is that I've been able to start getting back to doing some exercise, which I was unable to do for the last 2 or 3 years, you know. There's something has shifted. I don't know exactly what it is, whether it's because it's, you know, helping my sleep or, you know, I'm not really entirely sure, but I know that I have windows now where I have more energy or feel a little bit more normal.
Mm-hmm. What about your neurological symptoms?
Well, no, they're still there, and it's a very mixed... They're there, but they're... Actually, when I did start taking it, they did reduce, but it's very hard to tell whether it was purely down to the LDN, because I've got this... I have a family history of B12 deficiency, you know, pernicious anemia on one side of the family, and, you know... I took B12 injections. They helped a lot of things. Then I had the carbon monoxide poisoning, which was happening around the same time. And my family, my dad and my uncle have MS. So, you know, there's a family history of that as well. So it's very hard to tell what's causing what. But for sure, it did relieve it a little bit. But I do suspect that... You know, there's some nerve damage because of, you know, having low B12 for so long. That's my own feeling.
Mm-hmm. So, will you be continuing to take LDN?
Yeah, I think I will. Yeah, until I haven't had any MRIs or, you know, I haven't had no further neurological investigations, so I'll only be having those in June. So until I know more, yeah, I mean, I see, as far as I'm concerned, I see LDN as a long-term thing.
Okay. Well, what I suggest, and this is where we're going to end the interview for now, is that I give you a call in July, say, and do an update.
Yep, that's fine.
Okay. So I'll just do an end, and then we will put the edits in later.
That's no problem, yeah. Good.
Well, thank you, Danny, very much for sharing your
You're
story
welcome.
With us.
You're welcome.
You talked okay. Shush. let me just say it, and then you can speak. Because not the poor Simon who edits it pulls his hair out, and I don't think he's got much. Happy Simon. Okay. Well, thank you very much for sharing your story with us, Danny.
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, LINDA, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.